Thank you. You can tell me your name too, and the name of your church.
Okay. This is Daryl Redfern speaking, pastor of the Inupiat Assembly of God at the top of the world at Barrow, Alaska. Thinking especially this day on the Christmas activities, not only of the church, but as of the village of Barrow as a whole. Really, Christmas begins in the church, among the activities of the church, long before December 25th. Since we are so far off of the beaten path as far as the commercial enterprises are concerned, it is necessary for us to project our thinking 6 months at least in advance for us to be able to have the necessary items on hand for the Christmas holiday season that comes along, of course, in late December. We begin our activities as far as Christmas is concerned in July by ordering various items from the, as we refer to it, the outside, to come into Barrow to be available for us in December. As far as the church itself is concerned, it begins its involvement in the Christmas activities shortly after Thanksgiving, in the practicing of the various musical numbers that we have for the Christmas program, as well as thinking of the financial aspect and the preparation of baskets and gifts and the traditional bags of candy and so on that we use here in the village. The Sunday before Christmas is always a very enthusiastic Sunday, especially in the morning service here at the Assemblies of God, for it is on this day that each child from the teenage years on down receives a gift. Most of these gifts being prepared by interested individuals on the outside in a division of our church that we refer to as the WMCs, the Women's Missionary Societies. These ladies in various churches of the Lower 48 purchase with their own funds and then wrap in their spare time various Christmas gifts of not expensive gifts, but inexpensive gifts of various type. And then on the Sunday before Christmas, we, as pastors, missionary pastors here, give these gifts to all of those children that are in attendance. And then the surplus gifts are sent home to brothers and sisters, and in some cases cousins and such as that, that are not able to be with us for the Sunday morning activities. Usually the Sunday before Christmas is also the day that the Christmas treats are given out. The Sunday afternoon, then, is a very busy time with the practice of the smaller children in the little parts that they have to say in the Christmas program. It is a very enthusiastic time when you have as many as 200 children come together and you try to line them up by age groups and by grade in school and coordinate their part with the parts of all of the other children. We try to have a part for every child that's interested in being a part of the Christmas program. And then again on Monday afternoon or early evening, the practice again for the younger children. And then late evening on Monday is the final practice for the adults that participate in the, I believe we could call it the play, the dramatization of the Christmas story with a contemporary theme involved along with the traditional theme of Christmas. Tuesday before Christmas this year in Barrow was the annual banquet of all of our church members, the adults only. We have Christmas parties for the children and the teenagers at various times in the week, but on Tuesday night before Christmas this year was reserved especially for the parents of our congregation. We serve the traditional meal of turkey and dressing, pie, vegetables, salads, such as that you would find in any American home on Christmas Day, very likely. It was a candlelight dinner with the theme, of course, being the traditional Christmas decorations, and this was served in the annex or the old church building here at Barrow. It was a real success, as the adults had a fine time and took many pictures, made several tape recordings to send to other villages of their greetings at the holiday season. Thursday evening before Christmas of this week was the big night as far as our church is concerned in the Christmas season. That was the night of the annual Christmas program. It began with the little beginner children giving a welcome to all of those that were in the auditorium in a very simple way. The various age groups gave their parts. And then the adult portion of the program consisted of a family scene set on the church platform. The Christmas tree was there and being decorated by a family while the father was still at work. And father coming home, seeing the small gifts under the tree and the decorations, became very upset at the expense that was represented in the lights and the tree and the gifts. And he made quite an issue of the cost of having Christmas and an issue of going to church for a Christmas program. He expressed himself, he goes to church twice on Sunday and sometimes through the week, and he was not interested in going to church anymore, just for a Christmas program to hear some little children say their parts. All of this, of course, was in the Inupiat language, the language of our local Eskimo people here. After the children and the wife had left the home, then the father decided he would listen to the radio. And as he turned on the radio, we had another set of curtains that would open, and one of our children sang a Christmas song with the mics leading through the radio to give the appearance as if this song was coming over the radio. And immediately following the song, the father turned the radio off, and again he was disturbed. He couldn't even listen to the radio without the Christmas theme coming to him. So he saw a record laying there, and he put the record on the record player, and again, some of our singers were behind the curtain, and as the curtain opened, as the record started, the singer sang again another traditional Christmas song, and again, Father was very, very disturbed that he couldn't even find a record in the house now, except that it had the Christmas theme. And so he was sure that he could find a tape for his tape recorder that would cause him to relax in his big easy chair as he read the evening newspaper, but putting the tape on, he discovered that it was a tape of the Sunday night service just prior, and again the singers were behind the curtain, and as the curtain opened, sang again in the Inupiat dialect one of the traditional Christmas songs. And so Father finally turned off all of the electrical apparatuses, the radio, the record player, and the recorder, turned the lights down low, sat down in his easy chair, and went soundly to sleep. As soon as he went to sleep, then one of our ladies dressed as an angel, appeared to him and awakened him from his slumber, and at first he was filled with fear and then with awe, as the angel told him that God in heaven, as he looked down, saw his attitude towards Christmas, and that God had sent this angel to tell him the true meaning of Christmas. And then the traditional Christmas story of the appearance of the angels, first to Elizabeth, and then to Mary, and then Mary and Joseph's trip to Bethlehem, shepherds from the field appearing, the wise men appearing, and then, of course, finally the scene of Joseph and Mary with the wise men and the babe Jesus in the manger. All of these scenes were played or presented behind the angel and the father, and, of course, all of the dialogue was in Inupiat again, especially for the members of the congregation. Mixed with this was also Christmas music, all in the Inupiat dialect, and the final scene, of course, was a repentant father and one whom had finally found the true meaning of Christmas for his own personal life. The closing scene being Joseph and Mary with the babe Jesus, the wise men, and the shepherds as they knelt around.